We're doing the Avat Chesed, and Chafetz Chaim continues and says, "V'nei kol ma shekatavnu b'zeh inyanu b'sherotze likbo amot ha'maaseh rak la'alva v'lo l'matana l'aniyim." Everything we've been discussing about whether you can dedicate the money for loans or not, and that does that constitute a tithe, does that constitute miser or not, he said that's all speaking about an instance where the money is only set aside for loans, and you're not going to give any of it away to the poor. Let's say you designated money for your miser. You have money set aside to give to the poor as your tithe. And then someone comes over to you and he needs a loan. He doesn't need your donation, but he does need a loan. He's well-to-do. Right now he needs a loan. And of course, if you have poor people or people whose finances are collapsing and sometimes they need a loan, and you have the money which you were going to give away as charity, but these people need a loan, and they plan on paying you back with other money in the future, when you have an honest pauper, you have someone honest who needs the loan, there's no reason to come and say, "Ah, I'll be stringent. No, this money was set aside for charity. I can't give it as a loan." Afilu la Ramban, even according to the Ramban, Nachmanides' opinion that the tithe has to be strictly for charity and not for loans or other mitzvot, even he would agree in such an instance. Uchmo shkatub siman ranat zif alef, shuv matzati bezrat shem beli arava siman kanu, shekatav beidek mo shkatavnu. He says, here I even found, after I wrote this, I found that the Elya Rabbah, one of the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, he clearly writes, just as we said, afilu li shamid mutal alvod gmach mimot maser, that even someone wealthy, if he needs a loan right now, you may give him a loan from your money of Maaser. And it would seem that he means, you give him a loan for a period until you'll need the money back, and you'll give it to the poor who need it.